Blog Talk Radio.
How was your weekend? I hope you enjoyed it. I'm sorry that I came on a day later than I was supposed to, but I had to work yesterday. Sorry about that. If I'm not working, I usually be on Monday at 5 o'clock, so keep checking out Food for the Soul with Chef Ramon Clayton Weldon. Oh, yeah. How was your Valentine's Day? What did you do? Did you spend time with the one that you love? Did you show them that you appreciate them by buying them flowers, candy, cards, cooking them dinner, or taking them out to a nice restaurant? Valentine's Day is all about love and showing love and appreciation for your significant other or a friend or someone you care about. Last Saturday, we also had a funeral for Elder Jean Gatton. I know her all my life, and she has been a good person, a hard worker in the church. Someone that was faithful to the house of God and to God until her time has ended on earth. And I'm going to miss her, and I know a lot of people will. Let your work speak for you. Let your light shine for the world to see how good of a person that you were. This year, so much has happened already, and February is almost out. Ain't that something? We almost going to the third month of the year, 2015. So what have you learned about yourself so far this year? Did you know that you are the person that controls where your ship is going to go? You control your destiny with your faith and your hard work. It's all about what you decide to do. Not about me, but what you decide to do with your life. So keep up the good work. Keep pushing. Make it happen. Don't give up. It's all about what you decide to do for yourself, with yourself, and about yourself. I would like to give a shout-out to Ruby Weldon Gatson, Stacy, Jennifer, Jason, to my nieces and to my nephew. Love you guys. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. That's weldonr@gmail.com. Check out my website, ramon.firstfitness.com. Once again, that's ramon.firstfitness.com. Once again, if you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Yes, Colleen, the number is 213-913-3434. Once again, that's 213-943-3434. I'm going to do things a little bit different on Food for the Soul today. I'm going to shake it up a little bit. Hope you enjoy the ride. How many people know anything about South Carolina and South Carolina State University, Orangeburg, South Carolina? Well, the school has been on the news for the past week or so about closing their door 2 years to get things resituated. They're under investigation because somehow millions of dollars came up missing. And they wanted the state to give them $17 million more. Nikki Haley said in a news report that she asked to see the report from the school 6 months ago, but nobody has complied or reapplied to what she asked for. Because she wanted to know what happened to the school. Why is it in financial troubles? Nobody said nothing 6 months ago. So it came back up again, which things happen to do. You can't sweep it under the rug when it gets too big to hide it. So I'm guessing nobody can account for the money and why the school is only having a 40% graduation rate, which is the lowest in the state. South Carolina State University was one of the highest rated HBUs in South Carolina. They're known everywhere. They got to use alumni. I'm not knocking the school, and I'm not hating on the school. I got family members that graduated from South Carolina State. My aunt Evelyn, my aunt Georgia, my uncle Leonard, my mom graduated from State. I got friends that graduated from State. I got friends that work at South Carolina State. I don't have anything against school. I have a thing with why is the money missing? Where did it go? You know that famous phrase, show me the money? Show me the money. A good accountant will balance the books out and find out what happened to all the money that was missing and go after the funds within their powers to get that money back. I think somebody took some money. That's just my personal belief. That's why it's so much smoke screens and mirrors about where the money at and why we can't get no more money. Something is wrong. Somebody has to be accountable for something. I have to also say that where do you want yourself to go or be in this next year, 2015? Sometimes in life, we want the best. We want to be the best, but we don't want to do anything for the best. We don't want to give up on true and hold dearly to keep ourselves ourselves. Sometimes we hold on to the wrong definition of life. Sometimes we don't know how to treat others. Sometimes we can't respect others. But it's more to life than about yourself. What are you willing to give to somebody else? So many relationships are failing now because of nobody wants to give service. Nobody wants to get respect, but they want respect and they want service. But nobody don't want to do nothing for nobody. They're always looking for what can somebody do for me? I deserve it because I'm entitled to. You're not entitled to nothing. We got it so bad that we think we must have it because we want it. You are wrong. This life is not about you. Matter of fact, this is not even your life. You're not even here forever. You're only here for a little while. So get over yourself. Yes, you're only here for a short time. And you know the crazy part is you don't know when your time's up. I had a great aunt, I think. A great aunt that passed away in California. Somebody I've known all my life passed away, and the funeral was sad. So many other funerals that I've been to last year. Nobody knew that they was not going to. You asked the same people that passed away last year, did you know you were going to die? And 10 times out of 10, they're going to say, no, I did not know it was my time to go. Nobody knows the day or the hour or the minute or the second when it's their time to go, to know that. So stop walking around here thinking that you can steal whatever, take whatever, do whatever, kill whomever, rob whomever, say what you want to say because you better say it with your big mouth. And you can't rethink about the fact that you're not going to be here any longer. And it's not old people that's leaving fast. It's young people that's leaving fast. We always want to protest after the fact. Always got something to say after the fact. What about before the fact? What did you do to get things on track before something happened wrong in your life? Did you try to be the best person that you try to be or could be? No. Did you lie, cheat, and steal? Yeah. Did you gossip? Yeah. Did you even spend time out with your own children? No. You did everything else but the right thing. And now you want, all of a sudden, the right thing to happen to you. Stop lying to yourself. Get real. Look in the mirror. When's the last time was you honest to yourself about time you ever helped anybody without looking for them to pay you for your help? Don't look at me or get upset with me. Think about it. Think long and hard about when was the last time you did something for nothing. I got time. I lied. I only got 30 minutes of the show, but I can wait. When was the last time you said anything nice? When was the last time you did anything nice? When was the last time you actually spent real time with your children or your love, your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your husband or your wife without cell phones, tablets, iPhones, or any other personal electronic devices that can hop on the internet at any given time? Wait for it. See, that's what I'm saying. When was the last time you actually had an honest conversation, a distraction? Food for the Soul menu. Breakfast. Caesar salad. Chovies. Brownies with sea salt on top. And the drink, Black Russian. Food for the Soul thought of it. Think before you do something. I know I always talk about that, but yet still, a lot of people don't think before they do something. They just do. And the something that happens is not always the outcome they're looking for. Why is that? Why do we spend so much time doing the wrong thing but looking for the right answer or the right result? And you get mad because they leave you. You want to lie on people, and you wonder why they cut themselves off from you. We want to treat people like crap. Do anything, say anything, talk about them any kind of way, and you get upset because this person got enough sense to say, you know what, I don't want to be bothered with you no more. Why must you throw a hissy fit because the person that you did all the dirt to reject you? Answer to my question is, a lot of people don't like rejection. They want to reject you, but you can't reject them. It's a two-way street, baby. How can you talk about me to my face like a dog and I'm supposed to just take it and just lap it up? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You're crazy. Stop being foolish. Stop always trying to be the boss. Shut up and listen to what somebody's trying to tell you. Sometimes we don't listen to what somebody's trying to tell us. We just got to answer. Stop always having to answer before you hear the whole question. That show that come on TV, where you had Jeopardy, that's it. Well, you had to answer in the form of a question when he asked you a question, and sometimes people ring the bell too fast before he get the whole question out. Why is he playing Russian roulette with the simplest things in life? Why is he playing around with foolishness and acting crazy? Why do you think that it's all about you? Heaven, Earth, the universe is centered around little old you. Why do you think that? Is you that big and stupid that you didn't think that nothing, you don't matter? You think the whole solar system, the whole ecosystem, the whole economy, the whole everything is based on you. You know how foolish and stupid you sound right now? It's not about you. It never was about you. If you have any collection on life, the more you give, the more that you share, the more it's shared with you. So what goes in or goes out, come in. Just like your bank account. How much money did you put in there lately? $1, $2. Why are you getting mad because now you can't get $2,000? $200,000 or $2 million back? You can't get more than you put in. No, I have a little check in my bank account that says $50,000. I'll be the happiest camper alive, but it don't say that because I didn't put $50,000 in. But however, it's kind of like the concept of what you put in something, what you get out of something. You don't put nothing into nobody's relationship, so you get nothing out of nobody's relationship. You don't put no money in the bank. You want money out of the bank. You want a return on your investment, but you forgot to do the investing part. What is wrong with you? You might say, is he all over the place? No, I'm about to tie it in real fast. One, you never know when you're going to die. Ask anybody that already did they know that it was their time to go? No, they would did things differently, but they did not have a clue. Two, think before you do anything major. Police is not your friend to give you rides anywhere you think you should go. Why am I talking about the police? I have no clue. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Nah, just kidding, y'all. Oh, six. Treat others like you want to be treated. That is the golden rule. Seven, stop looking for things on the outside that you're not willing to fix on the inside. I want somebody to love me for me. You don't need to love you for you. So why do you want somebody to do something you're not doing? Stop finding and adjusting in foolishness. If you know somebody is not for you, why are you going down that road? I know there's something about women that I come across in general. All of them spend all their time investing in the wrong person. They're doing all the right things for all the wrong reasons, and the wrong person is a part of the faux pas. They do the most. They go to jail for some time. They go to jail for some time. Behind their bills sometimes. But when they meet a dude who is nice, caring, a real gentleman, with chivalry. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about myself. I'm going to throw that out there. They don't want, they got, I don't know. I'm afraid. This might not work out. But, baby, that is a goal. 5 jobs ago, 3 apartments ago, 2 cars ago, you are such a result. I pause. You are enough. You put all your time and energy in the wrong person. You went up and down the road. You went around the world. You did everything possible for the wrong person. Now, the right person coming into your life, I'm going to throw me out there once again because I can do that. You got to think about it. You got to pray about it. You got to consult a team about it. You got to write a diary about it. You got to insult so many people. Because you got to change in your life. I mean, there's nothing wrong with change, but why does the right person suffer because of you? You were willing to give the wrong person years and years and years of good service. But the right man come along, you don't want to give him 5 minutes, and you out the door. Why is that? Why do women do that? Email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. Why do you spend your time with a dude that got 2 and 3 baby mamas? Why do you spend all your time with a dude with his pants off his behind, going nowhere? I'm wondering, why you do that? Please explain to me why you do that. after that you do all the wrong things, now you, I give my life to Christ. I'm not knocking that. Please let you, I'm not knocking Christ and I'm not knocking you. But why would you do the wrong thing for so many years wrong? Then all of a sudden, I'm going to be so perfect. Those kids, they came out of nowhere. They came from you. I know a lot of women spent so many years with the wrong relationship person. They don't know how to treat them. Why is that? Why do you always treat the bad person so good? But when you get a good person, you treat them so bad. What's wrong with that picture? I know that about some women. Some of you. I know so many women that spend so much time and money and effort in the wrong person. Why? Then when you get frustrated, you get upset, you wonder why my life sucks. Why is it so hard? Why can't I get any help? You spend all your time doing the wrong thing or the right thing. The wrong person. For you to do the right thing with the right person, now you're tired. Now you're burned up or burned out. Now you don't want to be bothered. Now the good person got so many rules and regulations. Why you didn't give the requirement to the bad person? Then they had to come to the table with nothing. You didn't care. As long as they give you good dick or good sex, that's all that matters. Now the right person come along, you don't want to give him no kind of cookie. You don't want men to smell a cookie. Why is that? You're not that holy because your last relationship wasn't that holy. But all of a sudden, you got a new leash on life, a new outcome on life. Now you're thinking, well, now what to think? Ain't nothing wrong with you. Women do that. They spend so much effort chasing behind the wrong thing, like a dog chasing their tail. They do it all the time. If you think I'm lying, email me at WELDONR112@gmail.com. That's WELDONR112@gmail.com. Please, ladies, why do you do that?
What is love? Somebody you meet is a nice, decent guy who works really hard trying to have something. I don't know about him.
You don't look like the type that I like. But the last couple of dudes you dated, cheated on you, stole from you, dogged you out, got a couple of baby mamas on you, hell, turned you into a baby mama. But you need a dude that's decent, that's educated, that work hard, that's a CEO. You don't want to give him the time of day. You can look past them. For the dudes that want to sell drugs, want to do the wrong thing, want to be in game, can't pull their parents up there behind. You don't want to talk to them. You want to talk to them. Because now, we talk about them to his friends. Why do y'all do that? Please talk to me. Maybe I got it twisted. Take me out. WELDONR112@gmail.com. I hope you enjoy food for the soul. Enjoy the cold weather. I can't wait for spring to get here. Don't be fooled by the media hype each day, because each day is a gift. And don't make the same mistake over and 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 over again. Deuce, peace, love, and I hope you have a good work. Thank you so much for the show. Would you be blessed? Be good. Keep loving your heart. See you.